Welcome back to another episode of the Reseller's Mindset Podcast. My name is Mike, also known as the Used Book Guy on YouTube, along with my friend and fellow full-time reseller, Johnny B. We help people start and grow their reselling businesses from the ground up. We also have a weekly Zoom call and private Discord for all YouTube members. Head on over to youtube.com/usedbookguy to join the channel and gain access to the full-length podcast, Zoom call, and private Discord today. Let's get into this week's episode.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Reseller's Mindset Podcast. Mike next to Johnny, and I am going to be greedy today. This podcast is going to be all about me, Johnny, and you're just going to have to chime in and...
Is it the We Roast Mike podcast?
It kind of sort of is, but it's in a good way of roasting myself and you roasting me as well, because if I can do this business the way I've been doing it and making the money I make, I am a true firm believer that anybody can do this business, right? So why would I say that, right? Why if Mike can do it, why can anybody do it? Well, as we know, I don't know nothing about any type of books, right? Johnny asked me a general question knowledge about somebody that's been selling books for 4 or 5 years now should know.
Name a valuable book. Just one.
Anything signed, maybe. Even that's really not true. But I mean, like, any specifics, I have no idea. You could ask me, like, what were the banned Dr. Seuss books, right? Like, I can't tell you. I can't. Who wrote this famous book? Who wrote that famous book, right? I have no idea about anything. So that's the first one that smacks you all upside the head, is probably every single person listening to this knows more about media than I do, right? So, like, you automatically have a leg up, right? I mean, there's nothing special about anything I do. The next thing that makes this business kind of foolproof and why I started the YouTube channel, why I believe anybody can do this, is because it's busy work, right? I think it's work ethic and busy work. I do believe you get out what you put in with Amazon, right? For those watching, I got my little scanner here on the video. It's just a little Bluetooth scanner. All I do is just scan stuff, Johnny. I don't have any proprietary information. And, like, let's be real, my whole business model is on YouTube, right? It's not like me and Johnny have these super secret meetings where we do things completely opposite of what we talk about. Like, everything I've ever done with any software in the history of my business or any type of big plays I made because I decided to do something differently, like, it is all out there for, you know, the copy pasting to happen. And you don't really have to differentiate yourself so much from what I put out there to actually make a lot of money. I think everybody should be selling media on Amazon right now if you're a reseller, because that's how high I think the upside is, and that's how much of this stuff is out there for the taking.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with you, though, is you do a short amount of man hours per se, but with those man hours, it counts. And so I'm going to say this. You found the smartest way to be the laziest Amazon seller there was, and you make a lot more money than a lot of Amazon sellers for the amount of time you put in.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, why doesn't everybody do this? That's why I believe anybody can do this, because I'm not out there doing, you know, crazy hours. Like, yeah, I'm working more this year, but, like, if we compare to how much I'm working this year versus having a job, like, it's still nowhere even close.
Right. So if you can figure out a way to make twice as much money to work half the amount of hours, and we'll just call this the lazy route. It's not lazy. It's using your time efficiently, really. So, you know, when you're going to go source, you know, when you're going to do your listing and packing for Amazon, and you know when you're going to do your bookkeeping, and then that's on top of managing a personal life and cat life and doing the ins and outs of your paperwork and your business.
What is, like,
and YouTube?
So the struggle is, what would stop somebody from doing, you know, I'm looking at my past 30-day sales here on Amazon. I've done 17.7K in the past 30 days. Like, I struggle. This is a struggle I've always had with what stops people from getting the results I get. Is it work ethic? Are they not actually out there scanning the items? Is it, I don't know what it is, man. And it's hard for me because I know I don't work hard, right? Like Deb even makes fun of me some days. She's like, how the hell do you sell this much on Amazon? You don't even know how to crack an egg open, right? And I think to myself, like, well, she ain't wrong, right? Like, I'm not out here touting myself as some genius. I think it all just boils down to putting in the work and scanning as many items as you possibly can. And maybe that's it, because when I go into a store, I still scan 90, 95% of the shelf. I don't play the game of trying to pick out which ones are worth it, which ones aren't worth it. And you'd be surprised at what I pull that I know other people don't scan.
I would say work ethic's probably the biggest factor for you, and for myself, honestly. And you take the time to research or try hard through it, meaning you're teaching yourself how to do it, than most people are willing to do ever. Like when you were setting up Scoutly, or let's call it Scout IQ back in the day. I am sure you researched how to do it. How many videos did you watch? How many Facebook posts did you watch or post in like a, I don't know, the book flipper community back when Caleb was doing his thing and he was around and he was available. Most people don't do that. Like, and I'm gonna yell at people in our Discord.
Uh-oh.
That question channel, I'm about to delete it. Unless you guys ask proper, non-Googleable questions. Google the fucking shit, you motherfuckers.
I think you should
They
just
have to
change
bleep
it.
me out there, but I'm getting fed up with that channel. You guys aren't even Googling it.
You
It
should
took me
just
2 seconds to
ask
Google
Google
your answer.
first as the like the little thing on the side instead of questions. It should be the Ask Google first channel.
Like I read that because I want to help people, but I've assumed you've done the basics of at least Google first.
Yeah, but dude, I don't even think, I think even you saying that, I think you're overcomplicating it. Like, I don't even think you need any of that. I think you literally can start today and take everything I have and just go scan stuff and make thousands and tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousand dollars a year selling media on Amazon if you gave it time.
Absolutely right. Like I said, you don't need to watch a bajillion YouTube videos. You don't need to watch a lot of Facebook stuff. If you're part of a group, you got a leg up. If you're not part of a group and you're just listening to this podcast, I honestly, if you were just to go out and try it, you would A, screw up and mess up, but you would learn from it. And as long as you continue to learn from it and not just recognize the problem, but do something about the problem, I think that's another key thing, doing something about the problem rather than just acknowledging it. You're going to get constantly better and better and more refined as you go in your processes. I think it's those things. It's work ethic, being willing to pump in the time when it's needed. It's refining your processes, learning from your mistakes, and do research when it's necessary to do it, not when it's unnecessary to do that. Those three things combined, I think, sum up you. Because how long did it take you to do your first Amazon box? Like, what, 5 hours?
Oh my, it's way too long, dude. It
Yeah,
was
five
probably somewhere
hours.
close to that, yeah.
So, how many people here would spend 5 hours committed to a project? It's like building an IKEA shelf, right? How many people actually finish the IKEA shelf? It's the same thing. If you're willing to power through it until it's completed, I guarantee you his next box took way less than 5 hours. And then the next box after that took even less time until it is what it is in today's standards.
I think one big differentiator I have that I will say, you know, it's going to take time to develop. And maybe this is another reason why I've lasted this long and a lot of people we see kind of come and go in the space is finances on the back end, right? Like, I believe your personal finances are going to reflect your business finances. And I've just, you know, I was used to being so broke and, you know, every dollar mattered to me personally. And you know, working the 50, 60-hour weeks and not having any money at the end of the month, I think that did 100% translate into my business, and that allows me to, when I make money, to actually make money and not just spin my tires. Because as we all know, a lot of resellers, yeah, we make money, but the adult age, where does the money go, Johnny? At the end of the week, at the end of the month, where is the money going? And I think, you know, kind of clawing my way out of debt and being as frugal as I possibly am, it's translated 100% to the business side, because I make money and I actually put money away every single month in addition to, all the normal expenses you have with taxes and everything else related to resale. And I think that might be the one big differentiator that I will say kind of sticks out for me if I just try to tell somebody, hey, to go start doing this, it's money management. Like, and that takes discipline, man. It's like, it's kind of when I was on the weight loss, right? It takes discipline. It takes a lot of self-restraint and self-reflection and just being willing to commit to a process. Maybe commitment's another one, right? Like you gotta the work ethic, committing to something for a period of time until you get results. But man, it pains me when I see people quit or give up before they even give it a chance because I know that I'm not nothing special and that anybody in any walk of life, we have it in the group. Whether it's somebody that's in high school, whether it's somebody that's 80 years old getting results doing this business. And I know that everybody could get results if they actually just tried and put in a little bit of effort.
And here's the thing on that. Mike crawled himself out of not necessarily poverty, but he basically had no money. I mean, he was house poor, I guess is the best way to put it. All his money went toward bills. Never had any excess money. And he crawled his way out of debt. He's very frugal. He doesn't spend money on anything, even though I tell him to buy certain things from time to time that are tools. He still doesn't listen to me. He'll use his brother's printer just like tech does. But those key elements, and now that he has money, he's still the same way. He's very frugal. He has no debt. He's been in debt and he knows what debt can bring. So operating your business out of debt free with a frugal mentality, with a high work ethic is his success little soup there you got going on.
What's up, Amazon sellers? We wanted to take a second to talk about GoToLister, the software me and Johnny both use to list and manage our inventory and grow our businesses. With the fastest listing speeds out there and built-in profit analytics, it's a no-brainer. Easily and quickly have items available for sale using 2D barcodes and get more for your items with its built-in smart pricing. Make sure to check out the 30-day free trial at GoToLister.com/Mike or using the link in the description below.
And I've seen Mike do this a couple of times. Back when we had the Excel class way back when, he didn't know a damn thing about Excel, but he was determined to learn it, and he did learn it. Having no background in Excel whenever we were doing that special
Dude,
project.
those classes, I wish I had recordings because I was asking the most basic. I don't even understand how to sort a cell in Excel. Like, I don't
I
even know
was
how to.
surprised you were even able to open the application.
That's what I'm saying. I remember I couldn't figure it out. There's like two different Excels installed on my computer. I couldn't even figure it out.
Oh.
But like I knew that was an important part that I had to understand was okay, if I get through this Excel stuff, I'm going to have a spreadsheet worked out so I'll be able to actually understand the numbers of my business. And I knew you're right, dude. I knew I still probably know maybe 2% of Excel, but going into that class, I knew nothing. Like there was, I had to install Excel, I had to figure it out. Like I was literally the most basic, no clue how anything works student.
Right, but your determination. His determination, if you're wanting pronoun context in the podcast, seeing the benefit and then writing out the painful process of learning, because I'm sure it wasn't a joyful experience doing it, but it was joyful after because now you had a new tool that you could use for the rest of your business duration. That's opening your eyes to those, okay, this is going to suck and I have to embrace the suck to have a benefit to myself and to my business. I don't know why a lot of people don't have that. I do a lot of sucky tasks that I don't like to do, but I understand they are necessary in my business producing what it does.
I don't know what the word is, but I think I'm just going to word it like this, right? It's like people are scared of self-humiliation, I guess, and I could care less. Like, I think it's hilarious that all you suckers out there that know everything about books make a whole lot less money than me. I laugh myself to sleep at night because I'm just out here like, I know nothing, and I'm just going to go scan everything, and I'm going to make a whole bunch of money. And honestly, if I had to choose knowledge in my business or money in my business, give me the money. And I think that's the difference. I treat it as like it's all business transactions, Johnny. Like everything I do, the thrift store is not a giddy up treasure hunt, right? It's a business transaction. I approach it all. It's like an entrepreneur mindset. Like everything is, it's business related. It's not, oh, this book, I want this for myself, or oh, this author wrote, oh, this book's cool. This I could care less. I'm just in there scanning things. I can't even recall 98% of the stuff I actually scan and 98% of the stuff I send in. But I do think it is, you know, a little bit of self-humiliation where I'm just like, dude, I don't care. I'm out here doing the thing, right? Like, sure, I might not know a lot. Sure, you know, I got a, you know, a 2008 Altima, right? Like, but who cares? I got no car payment and I'm chilling like a villain and I'm out there getting the job done. I could care less about anything else. And I'm open about it. It's not like if Johnny says, Mike, you know shit about books, you're an idiot. I'm like, so what?
I don't think you're an idiot. You know nothing about books, and I know
I don't care. Like, I don't care that I know absolutely nothing about like the stuff I sell. I just
you're
know the
smart enough
data.
to realize you don't need to know anything about books.
No, it's just data. Like, we're just looking at data. It's just like supply and demand. It's analytics. It's supply chain. Like, any reselling is that business, right? You're looking at the sell-through. How much are you paying versus how much you can sell for? That's all this is. It's not a You don't get paid. All right, you do get paid for your knowledge when you can spot certain things, right? Like,
I
sure.
have to say, you couple money with knowledge, you make more money. So
Exactly. But you don't
that's
need
the only
knowledge
thing.
to
You
make
don't need
money.
knowledge to start making money. You don't need, you, absolutely not. Okay. No, knowing nothing about books, you would buy a random box of books and you can figure out a way to double up. Okay. I'm not saying this is the best way to do it, but I'm just saying, for instance, if you're smart enough to buy a random box of books for 10 bucks, if you can figure out how to make 20, you can do this business. It's just there's a lot of easier ways to do it, and you could not only double, you could quintuple your money. You learn that as the way you go. But if you're able to persevere, and I think that's the best word to put for Mike is perseverance, you're gonna be very successful in this business. But if you're not willing to persevere and you're still flipping 10 to make 20, you're in for a rough ride. A slow ride. It'll work out at 90 years later, but that's 90 years.
I do think another thing that you kind of just hit on there a little bit is giving something enough time to actually come to fruition, right? Like, I look back, you know, when I first started, right? 5 hours from my first box, you know, Deb thought there was no shot I was going to turn this into an actual business, and I don't blame her. It takes time with anything in life to, I mean, think about when you first learn how to ride a bike, right? Like, you learn how to ride a bike. You can get on the bike, Johnny, and you can go straight. You can ride the bike straight. Well, now you got to figure out the big impossible turning the bike around, right? Like, you can ride the bike, but when you go to turn, you're falling over every single time. Like, business is kind of the same. Like, first you got the training wheels, then the training wheels come off. Then you can drive straight. Well, now you got to figure out how to turn. And then you want to figure out how to brake, and you get it's just, I think it's the
I love
same
this
way.
analogy so much. And then you get cocky, like, I'm going to do a jump off a steep hill. And then you're going to fall and break something. But you know what? You're going to learn that you did it too soon. Or that doing those jumps isn't for you. You're fine just coasting down the street on a hill. But you trying to go off a ramp or something, that's a totally different ball game. It requires some skill to do. Now, if you're determined to and persevere, you can eventually learn how to do that without ever falling.
Yeah, and I think back on like the financial side of it, like I didn't just jump into the business like just from zero, right? Like, and I need to rely on the business. Like day one, I need to rely on the business income. I was financially prepared to say, okay, if I leave my crappy job at CVS, then I have a runway of, you know, 6 months to get this business where I need it to be. And it wasn't even starting the business from zero because I was already doing it on the side. I think another part of it is just like wanting to be your own boss and having like the hunger to get things done, I guess, because at the end of the day, dude, like if me and you want to sit here next week and do absolutely nothing, that's on the table because who's gonna tell us, who's gonna make us? We're not getting written up, we're not getting fired, we'll still get sales on the platforms we sell on. So a lot of it is self-motivation. And I think, you know, it's hard for somebody that's used to structure to kind of switch it off and just be able to kind of do what you want when you want.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of transitioned to needing a schedule because you got a lot busier with the YouTube and maintenance and stuff. Whereas before, when in the infancies of your YouTube and just going full time reselling, you didn't need a whole lot of structure or discipline to have to create a schedule. But as time goes on, you've realized you've needed that. And depending where you are at your business, you may not need an ironclad schedule. I need that because I got a lot I need to do, as does Mike now. And having the discipline to sit down and self-reflect of where your business is at and where you're wanting to end up, that's a key thing too. If you're just doing the day-to-day and like, okay, where am I going? I mean, Mike's first thing was getting out of debt, right? And then he's out of debt. Okay, what's next? Making sure we got enough money in the bank. Okay, what's next? You've been talking about getting this house, right?
Yep.
Next step. And then after he gets the house, what's next? Well, he'll probably decide after he gets the house. But staying focused on the end goal. Like it wasn't he was in debt and thinking about a house. There's no way he was probably thinking about a house. He had to get out of debt first. So, what is your current goal? Get your eye on the prize and get to that goal. Then you can set a new goal. And then after that one's met, and then another, and then another. If your absolute end goal is to think about a warehouse, okay, fine. That's great. We know it's there. But let's take a step back to where you are now. I'm still working a full-time job. I'm doing this part-time. I'm nowhere near that warehouse. But what is my first step in the staircase to getting that warehouse? That's what you need to think about.
There needs to be progress towards a set of goals that you have, regardless, no matter what it is, whether you're reselling, whether you have no any type of business in the universe, you need to have a goal, and there needs to be progress towards the goal, even if it's not huge. Even if I'm saving up for a house, Johnny, and I'm putting away $1 every single month, as long as you can go to that account and see that it's going up by that dollar, you're going to be more motivated to can you continue down the path. I mean, think about this. Me and Deb have been looking for this house now for 3 years. I've been talking about this damn thing, right? Is it something we're just going to jump into? No. So what's been going on for the 3 years? All we continue to do is put more money away. So when we find the house, we can put more money down on the house. Does it suck that I'm not in a house and I'm still on the third floor? To an extent, but right, like it could always be worse. You just accept the fact that it's just going to take a little bit longer to get there. And I'm still making progress. It's not like I'm currently losing in life, right? It's not like because I don't have a house, like I'm failing at what I want to do. No, I'm just putting more money away towards it. And, you know, I hate to get back to it, but like we used to be so broke. Like I wish I was lying when I said we couldn't afford internet, so we would go to McDonald's for Wi-Fi. That's like a true story. And those little changes you make financially, it all translates personal to your business. There's nobody that sucks with personal money and is great with business money, and vice versa. There's nobody that's great with personal money and just blows all the business money. And I know personal finances, you know, like you basically sounded like Dave Ramsey earlier. I know it's like kind of a touchy subject for most, but we're resellers, dude. We're buying junk for a dollar that we can sell for $10, and it's everywhere, right? It's not like we had to go out and mine for this stuff, and we got to hope the next rock we hit our pickaxe into that there's a gold nugget in there. This stuff is in every thrift store across the country, across the globe, and we can turn our money into more money. So why doesn't everybody do it? I don't know. That's why I don't understand.
I have never been, I think you've only mentioned this once, gone to a place to source from, like a thrift store or equivalent or a library, and come back with zero items. Zero. It's very, very, very rare that that happens. Normally, a scanner has lower metrics than you and they scooped it all up. Or I don't know, the shelves are empty. I mean, those are the only two scenarios I could think of, meaning there were good books there, just your competition got it. Working hard and make no money versus working smartly hard and making a lot more money. I think is a good difference. 'Cause if you're just, I don't know, you've assigned yourself an hourly rate by not caring, and again, it goes to the $10 box trying to make 20, but let's make it an hourly rate. You're making $30 an hour in this business, that's pitiful. If you aren't making a couple hundred dollars an hour of your time, when you're putting in the actual hours. I'm not talking about sitting here and watching YouTube videos. That doesn't count. But when you're putting in the work, is your work worth $200 or more an hour? It should be if you're doing it correctly. If you're somewhere in the middle, okay, great. Now you need to figure out how can I increase my hourly more? If that's too micro analytically for you, well, look at year over year. How much are you growing? Are you staying the same? Did you make $100,000 last year? And this year you're going to make $100,000? Well, there's a thing called inflation, and I know it's a touchy subject. I'm not going to go in the nuances of that, but if you aren't growing year over to year, you're doing something wrong with your business. You need to be constantly growing. If you're plateaued and you're making the same, what's something you could tack on to do better? Whether it's another revenue stream that's adjacent to your business or part of your business, whether it's a different platform, maybe you jump on YouTube, or maybe you start wholesaling, or maybe you do those pop-up monetize your dud kind of sale events on a monthly basis kind of deal. Doesn't matter. You need to figure out how to continuously compound your money, or else at some point, $5 ain't worth what it used to be kind of scenario happens. You got to figure it out. I need to make $10 needs to be able to sustain me, whereas five di doesn't. It's impossible. And savings. You talk about savings a lot too. Put some back. If you're blowing all your money, and you have no savings, you're doing a dangerous game of when you want to do something or invest in something either for yourself or for your business. If you're just constantly, I don't know, buying inventory and truckloads and or doing backroom cleanouts constantly, you need to put some money away.
All right, before all you nerds are yelling in the comment section about Johnny saying to make $100 per hour doing this, I'm going to give you all a real life example from my life that happened 2 weeks ago. Last week, I was sick, so I didn't do nothing. But the prior week, I went to two library sales. So we're going to do the full math of potential profit, how much I spent, how many hours I spent. So I'm going to factor everything in here. Drive time was 15 minutes one way for the one, so that's 30 minutes, right? I'll round it up to an hour. I'm even going to be super generous here for this sake. The other one was probably 20 minutes one way, so we'll say another hour. So we're at 2 hours. I spent an hour at one, puts us at 3 hours. I spent 2 hours at the other, puts us at what's that, 5 hours total, right? So that's me getting everything. We'll say listen took another 2 hours. So it puts me at 7 hours. I just went and looked and I pulled
Does the
up.
listing include scanning?
Well, no, how long I was at the library sale. I already factored that in.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we're at 7 hours total.
Sure.
I got everything here at the apartment at this point, or everything's listed 7 hours. I went and looked, it was six boxes full. I spent a little bit under $500. My estimated profit before my buy cost was right around 3K, give or take a little bit. So we minus our $500, puts us at 2,500. We spent 7 hours total, $357.14 per hour. And that is no bullshit, no fluff. That's the actual numbers, even rounding up the hours I spent. Now, the caveat to that is these were quality sources where I know I was going to make money, right? These are library sales and these are large sales, and you go in. But that's what we're talking about. He said it, right? You're not just spinning your wheels. That's the difference. That's maybe the big difference is my attacks are planned, right? I'm not just like charge and everybody's running in a million different directions, right? My army's lined up and we're all going to defeat whoever's on the other side, right? We're all running in the same direction. That's the possibility of this business, man. I just 300 and something dollars per hour. Sure, not every working hour is going to be that, but these are sources where I just knew it was a library sale. I wasn't first in line, so get all that nonsense out of the YouTube comments as well. I was 10th-ish, and then I was 30-ish in line. So by no means necessary am I the first one in there. But Johnny, I go in, I scan the stuff other people don't, the fiction, the kids' books, the books without barcodes. Dude, this business is foolproof. Can I just get everybody to just start selling on Amazon today? Like, there's plenty. I don't even care. You all can start coming to sell media on Amazon. and you don't even got it, just do it, just start it. And I promise you, within 6 months, you'll be like, why didn't I do this sooner? Oh, dude, Amazon's going to shut down. Oh, man, dude, did you see the tariffs, dude? This, that. I ain't got time for it, bro. I'm trying to make money today, Johnny. I'm trying to build a future today. I ain't worried about, the Independence Day happening, Mars attacks, Critters, Night of the Living Dead. Like, I'm good to go. Let's get out there today. Let's scan some stuff. Let's make some money.
I mean, I could have said it better myself.
That's it.
I think we just need to end here. Yeah.
We're out of here. Anybody can do this. Even if you're dumb, ugly like me, you still can make a lot of money selling media on Amazon. We'll talk to you all in next week's episode.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Resellers Mindset Podcast. Today's full episode and all previous episodes are available to all YouTube members, along with the weekly Zoom call and private Discord. Head on over to youtube.com/theusedbookguy and consider joining for as little as $2.99 a month.